Join the conversation at everydaynovelist.com or find the host at J.D. Sawyer on minds.com or hit him up at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Today we have feedback from Melissa on the episode about getting those last 1,000 words every day. She says,
just listen to the episode in response to getting those last few thousand words. One of the big mistakes I make, and I think a lot of the rest of us make, is comparing ourselves to others. And we can only compare ourselves to ourselves. And even comparing to what we were doing 2 to 3 years ago is often unfair. But I'll list out how I've been derailed in my life, what I'm doing, and what I so desperately need to remember. You're free to share this, but my husband was killed in 2016, and that shattered me, leaving me a widow at 46 and most of our dreams in ruins around my feet. I tried to write that first year and forced my way through a series of romances, all with widowed main characters, partially to remind myself that there was life after this, and partially as therapy. But writing happily ever after endings and love sex scenes would send me back into a massive depression. So I turned back to my first love, science fiction. Yes, I say first love because Edgar Rice Burroughs forever.
Woohoo!
Exactly 1 year after he died, I started writing my sci-fi series, May of 2017. I wrote 300,000 words between May and December because I refused to let life destroy my desire to tell stories. Then, 2018, life got complicated again. My parents live with me, and I am losing my father inch by inch to dementia, Alzheimer's, which means my mother needs me even more than ever. More responsibilities are on my shoulders, and they matter more than my words. Sound familiar? So now I'm coming home from work and having to talk my mother off the emotional ledge all too often, because she is losing the man she's been married to for over 53 years, and he is still standing in front of her. Life has gotten a bit easier as my brother has moved out here and is helping with giving them the emotional support that I'm still so reluctant to give. Still hurts too much. Emotional stress is the worst for creative writing, but I'm still determined. So this is what I do. I write at lunch. Even when everything is crazy at home, I tell myself I'll write for just 5 minutes. Just five. And I do. Sometimes the quiet will last longer, sometimes it won't. I take my laptop or my phone with me, and I will try to get ideas down when I'm waiting somewhere. At least I can do plot points. I don't watch TV, movies, or read on the weekends, though I listen to audiobooks during my commute from hell. 3 hours a day, that is an apt description. Holy crap, 3 hours a day. I keep seeing people doing 5, 7, or 10,000 words a day, and all I could think was, I suck. I need to stop. I work full-time, and I pretty regularly get 1,500 words, and that is okay. So we all need to remember that 250 words a day is 7,500 words a month. So we all need to remember that 250 words a day is 7,500 a month. Anything more than that, you aren't doing bad, and soon that will seem like something you do while waiting for your barista. Wait, I gave up that too. We only get this life, and I keep reminding myself to live it. Then I should upon myself a lot. I should write 2,000 words a day. I should be selling more books. I should write better. See how insidious it is?
Mm-hmm.
We are getting to make up stories for a living. It should be fun. Nothing more. So, deep breaths, and remember, we tell stories, destroy worlds, but most of all, we create laughter, tears, interest, and escape for someone else. May the muses bless you, and if they don't, hunt them down and kick their asses.
Thank you very much for sharing all that, Melissa. I'm just going to let that stand for what it is. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.